This series by UBS is presented by Automated Voices and may include adaptive narration.
Hi, I'm Maya from the UBS Chief Investment Office. It's Thursday, the 6th of August, and the time is 7 a.m. in New York. Equities are mixed today, with U.S. and Japanese markets lower while Europe and China advance. At the latest U.S. close, the S&P 500 lost 20 basis points and the Nasdaq fell 0.8%. In Europe, the Stoxx Europe 600 gained 30 bips, while Switzerland's SMI rose 0.5%. And in Asia, the Nikkei 225 fell 0.9%, while Shanghai Composite added 0.6%. In foreign exchange, the euro buys 1.154 US dollars, while the dollar buys 0.81 Swiss francs. The US 10-year Treasury yield is 4.62% after rising 1 basis point. Brent crude is trading at $80 a barrel, while gold is at $4,255 an ounce after adding 20 bips. And that's all for the market update. Now let's take a more detailed look at the latest developments.
Thanks, Maya. So what's behind gold's latest move?
Gold has climbed above $4,250 an ounce for the first time since June, breaking above its recent trading range of between $4,000 and $4,100 an ounce. Reported buying by Chinese institutions and inflows into exchange-traded funds have supported the latest move. Recent joint efforts by the U.S. and Japanese governments to stabilize the yen may also have helped reduce the risk of a sell-off in U.S. treasuries.
Okay, and what could challenge gold in the near term?
Well, near-term risks remain, especially if U.S. data stay firm, oil prices keep inflation concerns alive, or markets continue to price in a more hawkish Federal Reserve rate path.
Right, so how do you assess the outlook beyond that immediate uncertainty?
Well, the immediate backdrop may remain volatile, but the medium to long-term case for gold still looks supported by several durable drivers. We expect gold prices to rise toward $5,000 an ounce in the first half of 2027.
Okay. And what role could real interest rates play?
Good question. Well, lower real rates should eventually revive investment demand. Gold doesn't pay income, meaning higher real yields increase the opportunity cost of holding it. But we expect inflation to moderate gradually, allowing the Fed to hold interest rates steady this year before resuming easing in 2027. A shift toward lower policy rate expectations would likely reduce real yields, weigh on the US dollar, and help boost investment demand for gold.
How do the dollar and diversification flows fit into the outlook?
A softer dollar and diversification flows remain powerful medium-term supports. The US dollar may stay resilient in the near term, but large US fiscal and external deficits, together with already elevated investor allocations to US dollar assets, leave scope for renewed weakness. A weaker dollar has historically been a powerful tailwind for gold, while a renewed focus on diversification away from the US dollar should also benefit the precious metal.
And how important is central bank demand?
That's right. Central bank buying provides a durable floor for the market and has remained an important pillar of support, even when private investment demand has been lackluster. Following a strong second quarter when central banks bought 289 metric tons of gold, we continue to estimate full-year purchases of between 750 and 1,000 metric tons this year. That reflects a long-term desire to reduce exposure to U.S. dollar assets. While these flows may not drive prices sharply higher on their own, they can help stabilize the market and offset weaker areas such as jewelry demand.
Okay, so where does that leave investors?
We think investors should separate near-term trading risk from the longer-term investment case. Periods of weakness toward $4,000 an ounce or below may ultimately prove to be opportunities to build strategic exposure. For investors with an affinity for real assets, we continue to view a mid-single-digit gold allocation as appropriate within a well-diversified portfolio. Investors can also consider broad commodities exposure for better portfolio diversification.
Great, thanks, Maya. Now let's turn to what else caught our attention today. Eli Lilly raised its 2026 sales guidance after stronger than expected second quarter results from its obesity and diabetes franchise helped ease concerns that growth in weight loss drugs is slowing. Full year sales are now expected to reach between $85 billion and $87 billion US dollars, above previous guidance that topped out at $85 billion. Lilly shares rose 4.9% on Wednesday. Without commenting on individual securities, the results are consistent with our view that the healthcare sector can offer both defensive qualities and exposure to structural growth. We believe the obesity treatment market remains supported by expanding reimbursement, rising international demand, and the arrival of oral therapies that could attract more first-time users. We forecast average annual global revenue growth of 12% for GLP-1s through 2030. We continue to rate healthcare as attractive and favor diversified exposure across pharmaceuticals and medtech, with the sector aligned with our longevity theme. Siemens Energy reported record quarterly orders of €17.9 billion and record revenue of €11.4 billion, as demand for gas turbines and grid technologies continued to rise. Its book-to-bill ratio, which compares new orders with revenue, reached 1.57 times, while its order backlog increased to €162 billion. The company highlighted particularly strong US demand, including demand linked to AI data center construction. Demand for power equipment also increased in the Middle East as governments sought to secure electricity supplies after the Iran war exposed the vulnerability of regional energy infrastructure. Gas services received orders for 15 gigawatts of new turbine capacity, up from 12 gigawatts in the previous quarter, while grid technologies continued to benefit from investment in transmission and distribution infrastructure. Rising electricity demand and concerns over energy security are supporting a multi-year investment cycle in power infrastructure. Without taking a view on individual securities, Siemens Energy's results show how AI data center construction, industrial electrification, and the need for more resilient energy systems are driving investment in our generation and electricity grids. Access to electricity and grid connections remains a constraint on AI development, while regional conflict is encouraging Middle Eastern governments to strengthen the security and reliability of power supplies. We project $32 trillion of cumulative electrical infrastructure spending over the next decade, reflecting opportunities across grid resilience, transmission infrastructure, power generation, renewables, building electrification, industrial automation, and critical minerals. We believe quality industrial and utility companies that operate and sell physical assets should benefit over the long term. Investors should consider seeking diversified exposure across the power and resources value chain rather than relying on individual stocks. Looking ahead to Friday, the 7th of August, investors will watch China's balance of trade for July, Germany's balance of trade for June, and US non-farm payrolls for July. And that's it for today, and we look forward to bringing you the latest Houseview update tomorrow. This material has been prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management Business of UBS Switzerland AG, regulated by FINMA in Switzerland, its subsidiaries or affiliates collectively referred to as UBS. The investment views have been prepared in accordance with legal requirements designed to promote the independence of investment research. This material is for your information only and is not intended as an offer or a solicitation of an offer to buy or sell any investment or other specific product. The analysis contained herein does not constitute a personal investment recommendation or take into account the particular investment objectives, investment strategies, financial situation, and needs of any specific recipient. This material may not be reproduced or copies circulated without prior authority of UBS. Please visit www.ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer to read the full legal disclaimer applicable to this material.